Thank you, folks. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Daniel. We're going to kind of hopefully polish off what we started last week. We were making some comparisons between the Antichrist of the Bible, what the Bible tells us about the Antichrist that's going to show up anytime, and the false Messiah. We would call it the Antichrist of the religion of Islam. They're looking for their so-called Messiah, their so-called Mahdi, their 12th Imam. They got all kind of names. By the way, there's some other false religions looking for somebody to show up. Buddha's looking, I think the Buddhists are looking for the fifth Buddha, and some of the other religions. It's amazing. You see here, say, what's behind that? Well, the devil is of limited genius. His plan is in every religion, and he's behind every false religion, to have somebody that will mimic or counterfeit the Lord Jesus Christ. You got to remember that the word anti or antichrist can mean not only against Christ, but a counterfeit of, a duplicate, a pretender, a fake, if you please. And so with that in mind, keep that in mind. I want you to go to Daniel chapter 7, right kind of where I left off last week. Observing what the Bible says, that this man of sin, he's called several things in the scripture. He's called a man of sin. Book of Daniel calls him the little horn. And he's also called by John in the New Testament the Antichrist. Paul calls him the man of sin. And several different titles for him, all the same one. And here in Daniel, if you'll go with me to chapter 7 now of Daniel, and pick it up with me, there's so many identifying marks. Probably no book in the Bible has as many identifying marks concerning this man, this Satan incarnate man, just like Satan came into Judas at the first coming of Christ to betray Christ. He's got another man, and some even believe, and perhaps you can reason this from the scripture, that the same spirit that moved inside of Judas Iscariot will also be moving inside of the Antichrist to come. Very, very likely so. But in Daniel chapter 7 and verse 25, I'll read a verse, says, "And he," talking about this man, "he shall speak great words against the Most High." Now, in your King James Bible, the word high has got a capital H. We're talking about God. "And shall wear out the saints of the Most High." Brother, if there's ever been a time that God's people are under stress, persecution, attacked, it is today. Right. Foreign lands, openly. In America, a little more subtle, but very much. I was reading in several places right now in America, some schools. Even in some cases with chaplains in the military and some others, the government is putting out a ban on anybody in what they call reparation therapy. Now, reparation is a dodge to say soul winning. So if a homosexual comes to a chaplain or he comes to any counselor, that counselor cannot say the answer to you is Jesus, you need to get saved. That's out being outlawed. Bans now being passed on that all the way around. That's persecution of Christ, of Christianity. That's an antichrist spirit that is prevailing right here in good old America. That where we started off with our foundation built on God, we've seen some awful things that are going on. But it says here, "He'll speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High." And watch the next statement, "and think to change." Know anybody that's ever run a campaign on going to make change? "And think to change times and laws, and they shall be given unto his hand." He'll have his way. How long? Here it tells us how long. "Until a time," that's one. "Times," that's two. So two and one is three. "And divide of time is a half." So 3.5 years, he's going to be able to have all his executive orders put in place. He's going to have all his rules, and he's going to get by with it. Truly, that's exactly what is coming with the Antichrist. Now, that ought to help us to be on the lookout for some of that stuff. For instance, right now, as we deal with Islam, we're dealing with a change to our law from the constitutional law. Right. We're dealing with Sharia law. And places like Detroit has already got large part of their communities that are practicing and going under Sharia law. And other big cities, the bigger the city, but been an argument right here in Florida to the place that our own legislature tried to make rules that we would not let any judge make a decision based on any law except our constitutional law. Well, good. But that's been fought, and fought even by our politicians. And we've had some sideboards put up in Florida and maybe Tennessee, a few other places, that will not have Sharia law. But then we're accused of being bigots. Right. We're accused of having no love and all that business. It's amazing to me. You know, next time I get a speeding ticket, I'll go before the judge and say, hey, I don't want you to go by your law. I got some I want you to go by. Right. I don't think that'd work, do you?
No.
Well, that's exactly what they're asking us to do. Let them, right. You know. Sad, sad mess, folks. It's really here. It's really here. Under Sharia law, they're allowed to have honor killings, and I think I talked about this some last week just a little bit. Honor killings means if a daddy decides that his girl is breaking a Muslim law, it could be with her dress. See, in a lot of those places, they won't even let them go to school. They won't even let them show their face. So that gives the daddy a right for an honor killing and get by with it under Sharia law. Now, that sounds so foreign, but it's already happened several times in America. It happened in Orlando, was in the papers a big time up there. That's a terrible thing. But this verse says this thing of changing laws, and it's a sign. Who in the world would have thought, even 20 years ago, much less 40 or 50, that these things I'm talking about would be true in America? We wouldn't have thought that. No way. So here's an identifying mark of the Antichrist. He'll be a big changer. He'll deny women's rights. Go to chapter 11 of Daniel. Pick it up in verse 37. And you may find it fast as me here. Let's see. Daniel 11, verse 37. Talking about the same man, says, neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any God, for he shall magnify himself above all. Now, the God of his fathers makes a lot of folks think he might be a Jew. I don't know that that's true, but if you'll go right back and trace out before Islam come to power, basically in the 600 and 700s, you'll find out that Syria and those nations over there were Christian. They were Jew or they were Christian. And the Jew and the Christian has the same God. They differ over Jesus being the Messiah.
Right.
But they have the same God. The Antichrist is going to deny the true God of his fathers. And then it says, nor the desire of women. Now, I know what's read into this verse, and you can take it either way, and I don't know. Nor the desire of women. Some say he'll be a homosexual because he has no desire for women. Could be. But it could also mean this. When it says he'll not regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, the desire of women, the Jewish maiden, being taught as she grew up that one day God was going to pick a mother for his son. The desire of the young maidens, Jewish maidens, was that she'd be the one. So the desire, here it says, not the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, the desire of the Jewish maidens was to be what Mary turned out to be. Amen. When she was chosen as a chosen vessel of God for the body that was going to be prepared for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, either one of these interpretations might fit. We don't know yet. But if he don't regard the Lord God Jehovah, and he don't regard the desire of women, if the desire of women here is talking about Jesus, then he don't regard Jesus either. make your pick on that. Nobody can prove it one way or the other, but it's interesting. And it says he'll magnify himself above all. Now, when you study what Paul said about the Antichrist, you know that's what he does. He sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. In other words, he magnifies himself, claiming that he is God. So here we are studying a few signs, and here's a bad one, but I've said it before. The background of Islam as one of their weapons of war and torture is rape. When they removed Saddam Hussein from Iraq, he had rape rooms over there. And we're already seeing the reaping of that going on right now. In Germany recently, with all the so-called refugees coming in on New Year's Eve night, there was a whole pile of women raped by those so-called refugees coming in. The German people were marching in the streets against it. You see, here's their culture and here's their religion. If a woman's in public alone with her face uncovered, they got their religious right to do that. What a religion. Check it out. Now, you'll get these talking heads on TV or deny that, but you can get it right out of their book, right out of their so-called holy book, the Quran. You can get that stuff. And the Hadith, their commentary on the Quran. Folks, we're not dealing with something that's just a choice between being a Baptist or a Methodist or something else. We're dealing with something that has really got a lot at stake. A lot at stake. And it's amazing how the Bible jumps ahead. Now, looking here, we can keep on going. Zechariah chapter 14 tells us, and I used to wonder about this when I got saved and started reading the Bible, and I read about all the nations gathering against Jerusalem in Zechariah 14, and it had this clause in it. If you want to look at it, sake of time, I'm hurrying on. Zechariah 14, 2. When they come against Jerusalem and almost take it and destroy it before God shows up to stop them, it says the city shall be taken and the women ravished. That's a weapon of war that crowd uses. And even the Lakeland Ledger this week or last week had a little spot in there about it. It is a bad, bad deal. It's an indication. The CNN reporter here, not too many months ago, woman reporter, with a men reporters with her on the streets, they raped her, beat the man a little bit, and raped the CNN reporter. And that was in the news. But it amazes me how somebody up top quietens that stuff down. You don't have the follow-up on it that ought to be on it. Somehow it's quieting down. And that in itself is the scariest thing I know of, how that they're trying to brainwash America. This stuff is good when it's so evil and so obviously evil and so terribly evil. Anyway, both of them also use peace. Go to Daniel 8 and verse 25. Chapter 8. Pick it up about verse 25. I think I've got the right verse. All right. And through his policy, talking about the same person, through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand. He shall magnify himself in his heart. And what's the next statement? And by peace shall destroy many. By peace. They say Islam is a religion of peace. What a joke. It wasn't peace when they flew the planes into the towers. It's not peace when they put a man in a cage and burn him alive. You see all that in the news? It's not peace when they take a knife and cut heads off. If that's a religion of peace, deliver me from it. It's ridiculous. But it says here, by peace shall destroy many. Now, I think the Antichrist will be such a smooth speaker, he will. Fool a lot of people. But then notice what identifies him again in verse 25, the very last statement. He shall also stand up against the prince, capital P, of princes, that's Jesus, capital P in your King James Bible, but he shall be broken. Who shall be broken? The Antichrist will be broken. And it says without hand. Now, what would that mean? I think it would mean not by the means of mankind, such as war or guns. It'll be by the hand of Jesus himself. Jesus is going to break him. Paul said that he would destroy him when Jesus come back, that he would destroy the Antichrist with the brightness of his coming. Now, that's when he comes back to set up his kingdom that we taught on here just recently. Now, identifying things. Now, another thing he's going to do, he's going to break the covenant with the Jews. Go with me to chapter 9 of Daniel, verse 27. Verse 27. More signs in Daniel, more identifying marks than any place else. So in the last verse of chapter 9 of Daniel, and he, talking about the prince that shall come, up in verse 26, the Antichrist, the devil's prince. Verse 27, he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. Now we know that's a week of years, one set of sevens. And in the midst of the set of sevens, the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, that's the end of things, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. That's a long verse, but boy, it's got so much in it. So very much in it. And somebody didn't see the sign to turn the cell phone off. Do it now if you can. Verse 27 is a very important one. I'm going to deal with just one little part for time's sake. He shall confirm the covenant with many. Now, I want you to know that we sometimes talk about this a little bit wrong. We say he's going to make a covenant. No, there is already going to be a covenant that he's going to confirm. Do you see that? A covenant is going to exist, and he's going to confirm it. Now, there's several ideas on that. We go all the way back to when Jimmy Carter was president. We go all the way back to when Bill Clinton was president. Both of them made a great big effort to get a peace treaty between the Arabs and the Jews, and they made some headway. And there is a couple of those peace treaties still laying there, just needing to be signed. Arafat, everybody's fat, whatever his name was, Arafat wouldn't sign it even after Clinton had talked Begin into doing it. I believe it was Begin. He told President Clinton, "You're trying to get me killed." In other words, if I sign that, my own people are going to kill me. So he didn't sign it. And the whole thing worked its way out in the news. It's still laying there. It's still talked about. What's his name now? Secretary that's helping make the Iran deal? Kerry, yeah. He's talked about it some, not in recent months. Now, I'm not sure, though, that those two peace treaties are what we're talking about. Because it says confirm the covenant. There is a place in the Bible that the covenant is mentioned. And it's in Genesis chapter 12 and verse 3. There God made a covenant with Abraham. And in that covenant, we're still seeing it played out today. God said he would bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. That's the covenant God made with the Jews through Abraham. We call it the Abrahamic covenant. God chose out of the nations of the people. He chose Abraham, moved him out of the Ur of the Chaldees, started the Jewish nation with Abraham. He made a covenant with him. Now, here's what's at stake today when we think on that covenant a little bit. Do you understand that through history, through your Bible, and then through history, the Jews have been attacked basically by almost all of the nations? The worst thing we think about, of course, was Hitler. But there was the Spanish Inquisition. There was the time under Spain and even under England and other nations where, and Russia, particular Russia, they brought great persecution on the Jewish race. And Hitler thought he had the final solution, just kill them all and burn them in the ovens and all that business. There has been a satanic motivated attack by almost all nations at one time or another, America being some exception, even though we hadn't done our best and aren't doing our best now, by the way. Amen. But there has been through history a great orchestrated, satanic orchestrated movement to destroy the Jewish race of people. Yet that's the one God said he made a covenant with. So you better be clear on this, and you better be sure you're on the right side of it. God said he'd curse them that cursed the Jew. So we better be careful. Now listen to me. A Jew needs to get born again like anybody else by trusting Jesus. I understand that. And a Jew can be liberal. He can be atheistic. He can be ungodly just like any other human being can. So I'm not saying anything different than that, except I'm saying God has promised them perpetuity throughout history that he'd preserve them. And so that's what the battle is about to steal big time. Today. But think on the covenant a minute. Do you know that right now, officially and legally, that all the Arab nations do not recognize Israel as a nation? They do not recognize them as having their own state. Do you understand that even the Catholic Church did not, until after around the days of Ronald Reagan and a little bit later, even recognize Israel's right to exist? Catholicism, the Vatican finally, and I was against it when Reagan did appoint an ambassador to the Vatican, but part of the good side of that was that they had to finally come out and recognize Israel's right to exist. But right now, today, if you hear the Prime Minister of Israel talk, part of what he is wanting now as a peace agreement is that the Arab nations recognize Israel's right to exist, and they do not. If you pick up an Arabic map, it will not have Israel listed as a nation on it. Because their plan, and the plan of Islam, and their caliphate, their kingdom building, the plan is to eliminate the Jews. So their maps, even the kids in school, Arabic kids in school studying the maps, doesn't have Israel on it. Don't recognize them. Now, with that said, watch close in the news. I'm talking about something that could come any day. I believe it will come. There's going to be some folks begin to try to make and recognize a covenant again, confirm a covenant. The big thing you want to watch for is in that covenant, they agree to recognize the right of Israel as a nation. That's not far off, folks. That's in the discussion. If that happens, we are getting really, really close to a wrap up. Here's what I'm saying. If they were to confirm that Israel has a right to exist, a right to the land, a right to the holy mountain, Zion, the next thing you're going to see in that covenant is some leader, whoever he shows up to be, gives them a right to rebuild the temple on the holy spot. It has to be rebuilt because the Bible says so. It has to be rebuilt so the Antichrist himself can go in that temple, set himself up, and the Bible here in Daniel talks about it. He'll become the abomination of desolation. He'll set himself up as being God, being the ruler. Can you hear the argument right now? Can you hear what this guy would say? Well, listen, it's because of me you're recognized as a nation. It's because of me you've been able to rebuild your temple. Do you understand some of the population will be asking the question, is he Christ? And he just may say he is. I'm talking theoretically some. I'm doing a little supposition here. But I'm talking to you about things coming down the road that we can see the shadow of them coming right now. And it's going to be fulfilled. This covenant thing is going to be big. And Jesus said in John chapter 5, 42, 43, along those verses, He said in John chapter 5, I've come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. And it was the Jewish nation that set away with him, crucified. Ye receive me not. He goes on to say, but another will come in his own name, and him ye shall receive. Deception. Big day of deception we live in today, of course. So I'm saying to you, watch out for the coming recognition of a covenant. Will it tie in some of the peace treaties of UN and America, of Clinton and Carter and some of them that's pushed on that so hard? Maybe it will. It'll probably have parts of it in there. I don't know. But one part of it will very likely be big, and that is giving Israel recognition of having a right to exist. So confirming the covenant could be that. Could be. I say that all this stuff is going to wrap up, and we ought to be familiar enough with our Bibles when we watch it on the news to see what's happening, to recognize some of the stuff that is definitely, definitely happening. Now, using peace. Boy, that word is so abused today. Making a covenant. Now, the Muslim Antichrist, I call him, they call him the Mahdi. They claim he's going to show up. He's going to have a seven-year reign. And when Jesus talked about quoting the book of Daniel, he quoted the book of Daniel in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 15. And he said, when you see the abomination of desolation stand in the holy place, he said, then run for the hills. He said, something bad is fixing to happen. And that will happen. What Jesus is referring to in Matthew 24:15, quoting Daniel, that will happen in the middle of a tribulation period. We read the time and times and half time, 3.5 years. Now, follow this scenario, and this may not be exact. I'm supposing some stuff here. But if we see the covenant confirmed, that could start the seven-year tribulation period, the day of Jacob's trouble. The week of 7 years. If that starts it, 3.5 years into it, the temple will be rebuilt, and they'll begin to offer animal sacrifices like they did in the temple in the Old Testament. How many of you know who would scream the loudest today if that happened? Do you know who would be screaming the loudest if they sacrificed an animal? We got a crowd that tree-hugging, whale-loving crowd out there that pitch a fit. Right. They forget where their hamburgers come from. Right. Amen. It's amazing. I've known folks right here in our area got in trouble for killing a rattlesnake and being reported. Fellow run over a turtle one day with his truck. Not on purpose. The turtle was in the road. He didn't go out in the canal and run over him. And pulled into a service station. Here come in two women, got out of the car just blessing him out because he hit that turtle. We have brainwashed a population to where it is crazy. You're finding people getting longer sentences for doing something bad to a dog or cat than if they kill a human being.
Right.
We have gone crazy. And so just let the Jews start offering a lamb over there. The animal rightists are going to scream bloody murder. And the Bible tells us the Antichrist will stop the sacrifices. Now, to stop them, they had to start. They had to be started. So if he's going to stop it, maybe he'll use, I don't know what he'll use, whether he'll use global warming or some of this other stuff. He'll use something that's already been invented and got a lot of teeth in it today to prosecute people with. You know, you can get prosecuted for letting the Freon out of your air conditioner into the air. There's just a whole bunch of stuff now we never think about. You know what bad laws do? They make lawbreakers out of good people. Anyway, like 55 mile an hour, I won't get off on that. But anyway, he's going to break the peace covenant, and He's going to stand in the holy place, which will be the temple being rebuilt. And all of this, the bottom line is, those that disagree with him during that time are going to get beheaded. Now, we got beheading in the news all the time, haven't we? Yeah. In Revelation chapter 20, verse 4, you can read about how during that period of time, people are going to be beheaded. And it is on the rule of the Antichrist that this happens. Who in the world would have ever thought, just not many years ago, when a preacher got up and preached in the tribulation period, the Antichrist will be beheading people? Oh, that seems pretty far-fetched, but it's in the news now. Right. We've got the videos, we've got the pictures, we've got the awful scenes that we've all seen. So we are moving close to the consummation. We're moving close to everything the Bible predicted coming back to be true. And I don't have but 30 seconds, but I've told you before, and I'll give you the reference if you want to look it up. If a leader shows up and somebody tries to assassinate him, and he gets wounded in his arm and he loses an eye, and you read Zechariah chapter 11, you'll find out he's the man. He's the man. He's the idol shepherd described in Zechariah chapter 11. And so if all of a sudden some politician or some religious leader or somebody we don't even know about right now has that happen to him, you may be able to identify who he is and what he's going to do. All right, my time's up. We'll let the choir go out and get ready.